Oh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead. Sniff those pits. Now, your bits. Feet, toes, come on. Ugh. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. DPHRO and Rothenberg.
If the Cowboys win the Super Bowl, I will be off for at least 3 days.
How much are you guys days left, Santiago, after he milked this whole...
Oh, that'll feel good. Oh,
I should just go now.
I should call HR.
Are they open now?
Yeah, I'm sure they're up. Let's call HR. I'm sure they're up.
Call HR. We'll leave a message.
Hey, Buster. How you doing? It's Rick DPHRO calling.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Cowboys winning the Super Bowl and Kevin Abrams getting the Giants GM
job.
Couple of things.
Okay, I'm glad this is so.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, good morning. 98.7 ESPN, 6 o'clock hour. Big stuff. A little cuddle, marry, trash later. RJ has really proven to be like the Swiss Army knife. Runs point on cuddle, marry, trash beautifully. Screens the caller for Stump Rothenberg beautifully. Knobservations, DHIF, gorgeous. Caesars reads, phenomenal. Like, he is what every show needs. An RJ Santillo. You know that?
Yeah, I do. You're really all in on this, huh?
What do you mean?
You and Santillo, this little thing you two have you going now against me and Santiago?
No. Why would you look at it as a battle? You don't love RJ?
No, I love RJ. That's how you're putting a lot on it.
Because I think he's terrific?
Well, say something nice about Santiago, too. Make him feel included.
I can't do that right now. I don't have anything nice to say.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
Well, you know what? That's not because of me. That's because of him.
It's just not for Rick.
We started this morning. I was like, boy, what a story with Stetson Bennett, huh, Raymond? He's like, milking it. You see him crying? Soft baby. It's embarrassing.
Don't think I called him a soft baby, but okay.
Soft baby. Charmin. I mean, I didn't know where to turn after that.
You were devastated by it.
Well, I'm very upset. I mean, this guy, you know what's upsetting to me? The guy has a dream moment. Like, you couldn't, if you read this in a Hollywood script, you'd be like, come on. You're telling me the guy walked on at Georgia, Justin Fields is there, Jake Fromm is there, they can't beat Alabama, they can't win the national championship, he leaves to some... you know, other school. Then they ask him to come back. He comes back. They give him a full ride. He gets the job. They're phenomenal this year. He loses to Alabama. They get shredded in the SEC championship game. And he comes back in the national title game and makes a horrendous play, slays the dragon, big plays down the stretch, and they win the game. And he's weeping on the sideline because he has seen a dream from probably the time he could you know, say wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey as a child. He has now seen it come full circle. And Santiago mocks and ridicules this man?
Everything you said is true. Everything you said is valid. My issue was, if it's a Hollywood script, if you played it out exactly as it happened and then had him weeping on the sideline for 5 minutes and hugging every single person and never stopping that weeping look on his face, you'd walk out of the movie because it'd be too much. I'm just saying.
See, I mean, this is what we work with.
This is what makes Santiago Santiago. You get 30 seconds. I don't even know. Under,
I mean, please, if you win the cup, would have won the cup, they call you exactly. See, you can't even have this discussion without welling up. And they call you and they're like, Rick DiPietro, come get the Stanley Cup. And you weep.
And he'd come get the Stanley's Cup wearing nothing but a jock strap. He told you as much. He'd come get the cup wearing nothing but a jock strap.
You know who would laugh at you if you cried? Santiago. Because he's that kind of guy.
Not at all.
No, Santiago would have his phone out timing. Like, is this okay? It's been a minute. Enough. It's enough. And now that I know that, so I'm going to have to cut it short. So if I do win any kind of championship, I'll know, like, in that moment, all right, Santiago's going to think less of me if I go past a certain amount of time here.
It's like the Oscars.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, just think about this.
Wrap it up. Just don't cry, whatever you do.
No, I mean, you mentioned Stetson Bennett and his story and everything else. Do you even think in his wildest dreams?
No.
That he could have imagined something like this?
How could he?
No, you couldn't.
You couldn't. You know what's amazing, though? Like, you watch him, and you just, and I'm not trying to be awful to him or disrespectful. Like, he's just, he's not that good. The fact that in those moments he made those throws is remarkable. Because I'm watching the game, I'm like, there is such a disparity between Bryce Young and Betson Stennett. Like, or what's his name?
Yes.
What's his name?
Yes.
Stetson Bennett?
Oh, yes.
Right.
All is forgiven. All is forgiven.
There you go. There's such a disparity between these two guys. All right, now you're going to harp on this?
No. I'm waiting for your point.
That's my point, is that these guys aren't even close. But that's what you love about sports. In this one moment, one guy who's not even close to the quarterback on the other team is able to make these throws, win the championship, win it for his beloved Georgia Bulldogs, cry on the sideline for everyone to mock the next day, and that's the world we live in.
Well, no, I mean, here's the other thing, though. This is why you love team sports. That's the beauty of team sports. It takes the whole team. It's not just Betson Stennett, as you like to call him, or Stetson Bennett.
So you're burying the lead. You know what? Forget it. The two of you deserve each other. Really, Betson Stennett.
Here's why I love
this. Of course, yeah. Santiago hasn't slept in 3 days, but he's got that turned around in 9 seconds.
Betson Stennett. That's your boy Santillo right there.
No,
that's your teammate.
So. RJ would never do that.
Oh, yeah, he would.
Oh, no, he would not.
You're fraudulent rooting for the Niners
RJ,
now.
RJ, tell Rick what I told you will happen if San Francisco beats the Dallas Cowboys Sunday.
I don't know which one. You disappearing?
No. If San Francisco beats Dallas, what happens for you?
I forget. You tell me.
You know what? You're unbelievable.
This is your guy.
We discussed it for like 5 minutes yesterday. What will arrive at your home?
Oh, a fruit basket.
That's right.
Yeah.
Edible arrangement?
I'll go, oh, Ange, look, a fruit basket. Oh, who's it from? Oh, Dave and Sherry. Why? The Niners beat the Cowboys.
That's right.
Okay.
You know what's so disappointing about you? We even discussed what type of fruits you like. Right? He loves the apple, love the pear.
Yeah, you were taken aback. I'm not a big pear guy.
Well, because I think, like, there are certain pears which are just delicious and juicy.
Yeah, I mean, an elite pear? Yeah, no one's turning that down. I'm just saying you're run-of-the-mill pear? I don't know if it holds up, sure.
Well, why would I send you a run-of-the-mill pear?
I don't know.
Maybe you're not hand-picking the pears.
You think I'm going to call a company and be like, listen, give me the most average fruit you have, please?
Yeah. Send it to this guy.
Betson, you have an apple with a little brown in the middle? Yeah, you pile those in there.
It might be discounted.
I'll take some unripe cantaloupe. You can throw yeah. that in.
Give me the green bananas. No. It's going to be a gorgeous display of fruit. Going to show up with a nice card. RJ, Ange, celebrate, enjoy the fruit, go Niners. That's what it's going to be.
Last time I checked, guys, I mean, do we remember, wasn't it a couple days ago that Dave just told all of us how, you know, back in the day, the Niners were like the team he couldn't stand?
Tells you how far he's fallen.
Back in the day, that's 35 years ago.
Should find highlights of that game.
You brought it up.
Should find highlights of that game that the Niners threw.
Back in the day, 35 years ago, please. I mean, you told us.
I'm just saying.
Stop trying to incite me, please.
I'm just saying. I have no problem with the Cowboys. There's no prior history. I used to love Emmitt Smith, so I have no problem jumping on
the
Santiago.
So what issue do you have with the Niners? So what you're doing on the show is, because there's a divide. There's a chasm, right? You have one side, dark Santiago. Then you have the other side, you know, the light of RJ Santillo, a man that hopes to eat fruit Sunday evening, Monday morning. And you're choosing Raymond over RJ. My question is why? Why?
Well, I mean, it's a multitude of reasons.
Well, why? Give me a few.
Well, I mean, the first being, I mean, that I've been added to the list of people that you wish harm upon with your whole little brain aneurysm thing.
It wasn't harm.
Oh, that was harm. It was intended for harm. Santiago had the plane thing, so I mean, we share that in common. And then, I mean, this will be a fruit basket, a nice card, and then you'll be done with it because the Cowboys will be out. I ride this thing with Santiago. We all know what it leads to. It's me, Santiago, it's Mike Tannenbaum on horseback in front of your house. Jimmy Allen playing in the background.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know how it gets much better than that.
Oh, I swear to you. Honestly.
Big horse dumps all over your front lawn.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
I will. If your horse dumps on my property.
Oh, it's going
to
be.
I will, like a child who curses and has to eat the soap.
Feed him that morning, Rick.
I will pick it up with a gloved hand, and I will smudge it into the face of your stupid horse, and then I'll take the remainder and start pelting you with it. Pelting you.
I've seen you
with
throw.
Horse manure.
I'm not concerned. I've seen you throw. I'm not worried.
Okay, that's fine. Good. It'll be like the Godfather. As you're at my house, I'll take the manure and go to your house, take your blanket down, and rub it on your sheets.
You won't drive to the island. I know you. That's way too much work. I'm going to the stables, saying, give me your three most well-fed horses. I'm taking these things to Westchester, and they are just going to go to town.
Good. Good.
You know
your
what? Grass.
Here's why this is like a fairy tale, because this all implies the Cowboys win the Super Bowl. So you could do whatever. You could have a rocket launch from the roof of my house. Not going to happen. Cowboys aren't winning the Super Bowl.
Mike McCarthy looks like Vince Lombardi compared to Joe Judge right now.
I'm not arguing that. Have I defended? You see, here's the thing. You're taking one point and meshing it with another point, which makes no sense. Joe Judge is awful. I'm not defending Joe Judge, even a little bit. This, by the way, Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Okay? I'm not defending Joe Judge even a little bit. But to sit here and tell me that you think Mike McCarthy is any kind of a special head coach.
I didn't say special. I said compared to Joe Judge, he's special.
That's fine.
I can feel the jealousy oozing out of you right now. Oozing.
If you told me right now that Mike McCarthy takes the reins over Joe Judge, I don't want thanks, but no thanks.
That's a lie.
You would take Mike McCarthy in a second.
I don't want
Joe
Mike
McCarthy.
I do not.
If I
want
told you
Mike
the options,
McCarthy.
Here were your options. You keep Joe Judge for another year, or you swap. Joe Judge goes to Dallas, and you get Mike McCarthy. What are you doing?
I would probably take McCarthy.
Okay, there you go.
But I do not. If you gave me a list of five guys, McCarthy's probably the fifth on that list.
I don't disagree with you. All I'm saying is
all
that
you
I can
do
feel,
is disagree with me.
I can feel the jealousy coming through the microphone today. That Raymond's team is hosting a playoff game, and your team currently is, as you like to call it, a laughingstock of the NFL
laughing
right now.
And don't forget,
Rick, it's the playoff team that he predicted his team would be hosting.
Oh, true. Good point. NFC East champions.
Okay. It's fine. Have at it. You go laugh, you giggle, you do what you do. I'll tell you what. When the Cowboys win the Super Bowl, you will get a true heartfelt apology that Thursday for me when I return.
That Thursday.
a long, extended, Raymond, congratulations to you. I'm happy that your team won. I'm pleased for you. You must really be loving this. Good for you. Don't cry, but this is amazing for you. But until that moment, all bets are off.
You know what's amazing is that at no point did I ever proclaim that the Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl. At no point. So, I mean, I keep telling you, I'm just enjoying this for what it is.
I believe you said NFC championship game is the expectation, and I'm not putting words in your mouth when you said, give me Green Bay. I want Green Bay. I'm not at all scared of them.
Yeah, I'm not scared of anybody in the NFC field, but everyone in the NFC field's a tough out, but there's not a team that Dallas is not capable of beating, and yes, it would be a disappointment if they didn't get to the NFC championship game.
Good. You probably have this information because you're a studied individual. How many wins against 10-win teams does Dallas have on the season?
How many 10-win teams did they play? They've got Kansas City.
How'd they do against Kansas City? They looked great in that one.
Yeah, they looked good. They looked good against New England, I would say. They looked good. The Chargers, they didn't get 10 wins.
That was the game the Diggs got burned. Remember that? That was the IYAB origination.
That was also the game he had a pick six in.
He has a pick six in every game. He gets burned in every game. He's feast or famine.
If you say so.
He's feast or famine. You know what? I'm done. I'm done. I'm going to table this. We'll revisit it on Friday. We'll get into it on Monday. And then every time the Cowboys win, you can have your moment where you wax poetic about how great they are, and they're going to go to the Super Bowl, and this is a great team.
Again, there you go saying it.
Shut up!
Go to the Super Bowl.
Enough!
I never said
enough!
That. Don't tell
enough
lies.
Enough of you.
Don't tell lies.
I mean, all you are. Tweet,
God's
tweet,
airwaves.
Tweet, 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 tweet. It never stops. You never stop. All right, you push people to the nth degree. This is what you do. This is what you've shown. You have no heart. And you'll push, and you'll push, and you'll push.
Enough.
Oh, what's it? Beep. Here we go. Oh, God. Enough. Table it for now.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I know you like Hinkie Haynes. He has a tweet, which I think is entertaining. He says, I'm going to fall out of my chair laughing. I'm picturing Rick and Santi on horseback. Dave plotting their doom, manages to quickly get a straight talk read in there. This show is madness, and I love it. The best show, and there's not even a close second.
That's a very nice tweet from Hinkie
Haynes.
Very
nice tweet.
He's usually so negative, too.
No, he loves me.
No, I know he loves you, but he's always attacking me.
Well.
He's a giant. I mean, he's a diehard Giants fan. Of course he loves you.
That's not true. Not every Giants fan loves me.
Yeah, but I mean, do you care about those Giants fans that don't love you because they think you're too negative?
No, I give you my honest assessment, and if that's too much, you can't handle it or upsets you, whatever, then so be it. I'm fine with that.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the kind of fan you are, and you have respect for fans that are like that. You're not going to pretend like everything is always great with your team.
No, I can't stand people that do that. It's one of my pet peeves.
I don't disagree with you. I don't. I
mean, nothing to see here. Things are fine. We're going to be great. This guy, he's fine. He just hasn't had enough time. I can't stand fans like that.
No, you have to be honest with yourself with what you're seeing and what you have.
100%.
But teams getting that. I mean, teams have that same kind of problem.
Where they're not. I think the Giants have that problem right now, no?
I think they do. And that's why they need a fresh set of eyes. They need someone new from outside of the organization that has no emotional attachment to anybody. And to honestly assess where this team is at.
All right. Let me ask you this question, then I want to switch to the Knicks. If the Giants plan truly, honestly, is we're going to hire the GM, and then if he wants to move on from Joe Judge, we're going to move on from Joe Judge. Are you okay with that?
Of course I'm okay with that. Okay. That's how it should be.
No, because I think we both think it should be he's gone now.
Okay, but to my original point, where I don't think this is something, because there are some people that could care. Like, they have no problem firing people. Like, it's part of the job. They're good. You're fired. Thank you for your service. And there are some people that will find different reasons to keep people employed because they don't, it's just not in them. They have empathy for all the people that, you know, that this head coach being fired, whoever it is, who it's going to affect, his family, his kids, and everyone else, all the collateral damage. So just think about that. So rather than fire him now, I hire the new GM knowing that whatever GM I bring in is probably going to fire Joe Judge anyway.
Well, then it's not me that did it.
Exactly right. I didn't do it.
Right. I would have kept him.
I would have kept you, but unfortunately, the new GM doesn't want you.
So, bye-bye. All right. The Knicks. 111-96. A lot of good stuff around this. What did I say a couple weeks ago about R.J. Barrett? Who said that, and what exactly was it?
This team will go as R.J. Barrett plays well. Mm-hmm. Games he plays well, they should win.
Okay. R.J. Barrett. And I got a, well, that goes without saying. And, of course, if Barrett's going to play well, Randall's going to play well, and then they're going to win games. Well, R.J. Barrett was sensational last night. 12 of 20 from the floor, 31 points, 3 of 4 from 3. Just really a special night from R.J. Barrett. And almost everything was good last night, except for Julius Randle, who I think it's fair to say you have to be worried about Julius Randle at this point.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with him. I don't. I mean, he had 2 points. He took one shot in the second half. One. And it was a three. Didn't score a point in the second half.
Can he go to the line last night?
No, and I know it's like, oh, he's willing to, you know, he was a willing passer and everything else, which is just making excuses for Julius Randle at this point. I mean, you said you're going to buy RJ a fruit basket. He better buy something nice for RJ Barrett. Because if RJ Barrett didn't have the game he had and they lost to San Antonio and Julius Randle gave you that performance coming off of giving the fans the thumbs down, shut the bleep up. Could you imagine what that place would be like yesterday? Would have been like
no.
last night?
No. Because you even in a win, and a pretty comfortable win for that matter, even with that, you can feel the fan base is very unsettled and growing very impatient right now.
Yeah. Well, again, I mean, this team had different expectations this year than they had last year. That caught everyone by surprise what they did last year, especially the season that Julius Randle had. I mean, me and you were ready to get rid of Julius Randle. Enough was enough. Like we had seen
going into last season, he was dreadful. Let's be honest about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, for him to turn his game around the way he turned his game around last year, to be the most improved player, to be an all-star, to be, you know, a second team All-NBA, I mean, you give him tons of credit. He signs a big deal, left money on the table because he wanted to be locked up long-term here with the Knicks. No, why wait? Let's get this thing done, which I appreciate. And now he hasn't been the same player.
But what's happened here?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, people are starting to say, well, maybe it's having fans back in the building. Has that affected him like it did last season in the playoffs?
To this extent, though? I mean, he looked like last night he was awful. I mean, you almost think it's something going on in his personal life. Like he was bad last night. He scored 2 points. If I would have told you, let's bet every penny you have, and I said, he doesn't get hurt, he plays his normal minutes, and Julius Randle scores 2 points, you would take that wager.
Yeah, especially knowing, right? Like he's smart. He knows that going into last night, like, I mean, that he would have to have he would like to have a good game. I mean, he came out with the apology. He knows that that's a fight he's never going to win. So, I mean, the best way to get the crowd back on your side is to come out, have a great game, and win.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And he was dreadful. And you're right. Thank God that someone was able to pick up the slack and lead that team to a win. Because you know what happens if they lose to a team that played the night before that has, you know, not the same talent, that's on the road, last game of a long
end of a road trip. Yep.
I mean, that would be a horrendous loss if you were the Knicks. And thanks to RJ Barrett, you didn't lose. But no thanks to Julius Randle last night.
No, none. I mean, listen, he needs to. You can be mad at Julius Randle all you want, whatever it is. Like, it's not, it wasn't right what he did. He was frustrated in the moment. And it's, you know, obviously him not playing at the level that he expects to play at or that we saw last year is weighing on him, because otherwise you don't react the way that you reacted. Like, it's, that's New York. No one cares what you did last year. No one. It's, what have you done for me lately? And lately, he hasn't been good.
No, he's been bad. Well, let's be honest. He's been bad. Now, I got to do a read. So what do I do? Do I jump in and do it? Do I just, you know, have to set it up properly?
No, I like jumping right into jump right in.
So is that should be my way? Like we're in the middle, and you're like, and Julius Randle needs to be better than he's been. And I'm just like, Goodyear knows the passion it takes to drive every game forward. Whether your team's home or away, the traditions that bring us together are still the same. That's the road that moves us. Goodyear, more driven. That's what you're looking for?
Seamless.
Yep. Goodyear brought to you by Goodyear with... oh, my God. Let's start that again.
See, that's the thing, though. You know, you never know, I mean, how certain players are going to deal with success and with expectations. It's a lot easier to go out and play when you're not expected to be great.
Sure, but still, it's weird that he's taken this step back this season.
No, I agree with you. But, I mean, last year could have been just one of those seasons where everything went right and he had a special season.
And then he got paid.
But it doesn't mean he has to look like this. I mean, he took 7 shots. He took one shot in the second half.
Didn't he score their first basket of the game?
Yes, and that was it.
So they went up 2-0, Julius Randle, and that's the last you heard from him in the entire game.
That's all she wrote, yep.
Wow.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify?
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
It was phenomenal. Here is RJ on his big night last night.
I think I was just playing basketball. You know, I was just playing basketball, and that was what the game was presenting, and I'm glad I was able to capitalize.
Here's my question for you, and I won't even sway you with my answer. Do you believe that he's turned a corner here, and this is what you'll see from RJ Barrett?
I hope so. I really do. And
I'm not asking you what you hope. I know that's what you hope.
The thing, though. He has the talent, right? We've seen the talent. We saw the talent at Duke. It's whether or not he chooses each night to be as assertive as he was last night. Like, that's the difference. When he plays aggressive the way he played last night, like, you know, like you saw him. Dave, you watch college basketball more than anyone I know. You saw him at Duke, like what he's capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when he plays, like when he's more than capable of facilitating the offense, making good decisions. He's a strong kid. When he attacks the rim, gets in the paint, can kick the ball out for open threes. He's better at doing that than Julius Randle is.
Absolutely. I'd love if he was the offensive facilitator.
See, I think he should be at the two. I think that's probably his best position is the two.
What's your ideal Knicks lineup?
Who?
Now. So you can't have Derrick
right
Rose
now at the moment?
Available. Yeah.
I would go quickly. RJ, Burks, Randall,
Robinson.
Mitchell Robinson. IQ was good last night, too.
Yeah, he was. He's good. I'd like to see more quickly. I'd like to see more Toppin.
Well, here's the thing, though, too. This is why it's such, I don't know, I mean, clunky may be too strong of a word, but, I mean, one of the strengths of this Knicks team has been their bench and their bench scoring. So I get why, like, I mean, having quickly off the bench, I mean, that's, you want that scoring coming off the bench. Because when you don't, I mean, you saw it in the Celtics game, right? Like, when if the bench isn't what we've become accustomed to seeing, I mean, the Knicks bench in that Celtics game in Boston, they scored 6 points.
Oh, it's terrible.
So, I mean, that's why Derrick Rose comes off the bench when he's healthy. So it's, in an effort to keep your strength, you know, you have, decisions to make with what you do with your starting five. But, I mean, you said it. It was one of your better takes, and you're right. Like, R.J. Barrett needs to, and I think we all expected him, to ascend to another level.
Yeah, that 9 out of every 10 games he would be good, right?
Not, well, his last 7, he's averaged 22. So that's
what
a good start.
And what's the Knicks' record? The Knicks have played better basketball their last 7 games. Now, is some of it because the teams and the opposition and the injuries and COVID and all that? Absolutely. But every team is dealing with stuff. You're not throwing back the wins. All right, let's get to some of the calls. 1-800-919-3776. Cullum in the Bronx. Good morning, Cullum. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, Rick, Dave. How you guys doing?
Well, you sound defeated, Cullum. What's the matter?
I mean, I'm looking at your Twitter, DPHR and Rothenberg, and it says Joe Judge is back, so I don't know what to think.
Well, you know what? RJ had a misstep. All right, it is not official that Joe Judge is back. I think RJ finds it entertaining when I lose my composure. And I think RJ would like Joe Judge to be back because it would lead me to lose it. But he's not back. They haven't made an announcement where he's the head coach next season.
Yeah, I know. I've listened to you guys all morning, and it seems clearly that the decision hasn't been made, which is astonishing that they haven't decided that. But I want to talk about the Knicks and the great point that you made where, yes, the team goes as R.J. Barrett goes. That was a great take. But they're still inconsistent. They've been playing better, but the very game before this, they scored their season low of 75 points. I don't know what's going on with the Knicks, and it seems like they're starting to turn a corner, but like, there's got to be something wrong with Julius Randle, and the only thing that makes sense is having the fans back and having them get on him when he plays bad. It seems like he might not be able to handle that truly, and that's just, it's disheartening, but I have faith the way that the Knicks played last year that I think that they can turn it around, and I believe that they will, and I think they'll make the playoffs. I don't know if they'll be in the sixth spot, but you know, I think they'll be in that 7-8 on the top end of the play-in tournament, and you know, I believe that they'll win that. And I don't think that's necessarily a disappointment from how this season went.
Well, they're 20-21. After 41 games last season, they were 20-21. I mean, it's, and again, we all go back to, you know, to where the team ended up and the fact that they were the four seed and it kind of got exposed in the playoffs. But I mean, you better hope like hell Randle starts to figure it out, because I don't care how consistent RJ Barrett becomes. Like, if Randle doesn't figure it out and you play good teams, you're going to lose.
You're going to get hammered.
You're going to get hammered.
I don't believe it yet. And you can say, well, it's you being negative or whatever. I'm sorry. I don't think the Knicks are that good right now. And I'm not
saying they don't have a point guard. I mean, that's problem number one.
You don't have a point guard. Your best point guard is out for an extended period of time, and your best player hasn't been good.
Yeah, you got issues. Yeah, I mean, you really do. You have issues.
So I can't sit here and tell you that I believe in the Knicks. Do I think they can get into the play-in tournament? Yes. Do I think they can win the play-in tournament and get into a regular series? Yes. For me right now, it probably stops there.
Well, yeah. I mean, you've adjusted your expectations from what you've seen, right? I mean, the expectation was, let's take that next step. Let's be a top six seed, probably not the four seed. Let's be a top six seed, and let's win a playoff series, which has now changed to, let's just make sure we finish in the top 10, win the play-in game, and at least get into a playoff series.
At the moment, you're better than four teams in the East.
Well, at the moment, I mean, so I'm going to choose to look at the positive, which is this. The defense has gotten better, and you can say that's opponents or whatever it ends up being, but the defense has gotten better, and you've won four straight at home.
Correct.
So I'll take that, because you haven't been good at home.
Are you going to wind up ahead of Atlanta?
I don't think you're as good as Atlanta, and it looks like Atlanta could potentially make a move here. Like, they're not going to just, Atlanta won't sit still and just be average.
And they're too talented, you would think, to do that.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to be honest. I'm not there right now on the Knicks. Jim in Rocky Point. Jim, you're on 98.7.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
We're doing okay.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Dave. So I wanted to ask you guys about this Miles Turner rumor that keeps been bouncing around since the offseason, I guess. Does that move the needle enough for you guys? Like, how last year Derrick Rose came in and made such a big difference. And what would you really be willing to give up to get a Miles Turner? Because, I mean, Grimes, McBride, they're proving themselves to be good, you know, essential pieces moving forward. Obi and Quickly, I don't want to depart with them for Miles Turner. But could you package maybe a friendly contract like Nerlens Noel, who's got a team option for next year, and then maybe that garbage Charlotte pick that we traded in the draft last year and something else, maybe Knox? Because if Indiana's trying to rebuild, they could, you know, take that draft pick, maybe cut Noel after the season, let him go. Now they got money, and they got rid of Turner. I don't know who could put a better package together.
Oh, I mean, they're going to be teams that want Miles Turner. I mean, right now the rumors are, I mean, the Lakers are apparently interested.
You're not going to get Miles Turner for your win.
Dallas is interested. No, we'd all like to believe that you package Kevin Knox and a couple draft picks and boom, you get Miles Turner.
This is one of my favorite things. In all of sports talk radio, I love I'd like Miles Turner, who is a legitimate player. Like, when he's right, a good player. What would you like to give up? Well, not Quickly. Not, right. Not top it. Like, well, then what do you want to give up? I'd like to give up Knox and Noel.
And Nerlens Noel.
Yeah. I think that makes a lot of sense for them.
And maybe, yes. And they could take Fournier if they want.
Yes, I'm sure they would jump
you
at
can have
the,
him.
The, yeah. Yeah, jump at that. Jan in Yonkers. Good morning, Jan. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, and Happy New Year to you all, and I love your show. How are you?
Thank you very much. We're doing well.
Good. RJ had a phenomenal game last night, and so did Quickly. I would like to see more minutes for Obi Toppin. I really would. Because of the fact that Julius is not having a successful year that everybody thought he would have. And I have a question to ask you all, and I didn't.
Yeah, but Jen, here's
you,
the thing.
But I'm going to.
Jen, I'll let you finish your. I'll let you finish and ask your question. But here's the thing, though. What you have to understand. And now Julius didn't play well last night, and I think we all agree that, you know, at a certain point you'd like to see more of Obi Toppin. But also understand that even having Julius Randle on the floor, what it does for the rest of the guys, the other four guys on the floor when Julius Randle, even if he's not scoring, because there's so much attention being paid to Julius Randle, it makes it easier for everyone else. There's no one paying that much attention to Obi Toppin on the offensive side of the floor. No one. So now you can ask your question.
I understand. 2 points, though, last night. That's not Julius. And you all know that. 2 points. But here's the question I want to ask you all. If the Knicks do not make the play-in or the playoffs,
no,
what happens to Coach Tibbs and what happens to Julius at the end of the season? And
nothing.
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 They're both back, and it's not even a debate.
They're both back, and you realize that you didn't do enough in the offseason.
That's right. We have to get to CMT. But, you know, I'm a big enough guy that if I make a mistake or say something that maybe is out of school or is incorrect, I'll admit it. There's been a groundswell of support that wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey goes nowhere.
Well, you have to stick around. Tune in on Thursday. See what happens.
On Thursdays. Mega Red with a great tweet. He's got like kind of the logo of your diner, DiPietro's. With
I love
a couple
the diner.
Of eggs and some bacon, saying wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
How much do you love the diner?
A good diner. Love bacon.
That's what I, obviously.
No, but, you know, excuse me, there are people that just, they love diners. I'm not someone that just loves a diner. It's got to be a good diner. And yes, then I love it.
No, like your go-to good diner.
Is there anything better
than
going out with your buddies? One now, I don't do this anymore because I'm old, and I think you would feel the same way. But like night on the town, before you go home, 1 o'clock in the morning, stop at the diner, have some food, hang out with the guys.
No, nothing better.
That's as good as it gets, right?
That's as good as it gets.
Yep, as good as it gets. And maybe you get some eggs and bacon at the diner on a Thursday. All right, guests on this show appear via the Goodyear Hotline. He's got time. He's got. A lot of topics. He is RJ. It is CMT.
To cuddle.
I would be a menace as a teenage girl.
To marry.
I don't want to give up the meat.
Or to trash.
I think I'm emotionally broken.
That is the question.
Cuddle, marry, trash brought to you by Jackpocket. It's actually crossed over now. All the compliments are actually making me uncomfortable.
All right, you suck.
All right, thank you.
we gotta
balance this out a little bit.
All right. You disaster of a host. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. So, we haven't spent much time. There's a lot going on locally, but a big day in the NFL yesterday in the coaching circles. We covered one Joe Judge, who still has a job. Dave, you're correct. It's incorrect to say he's back, but he's still
you
here.
You did that because you wanted to incite me.
Nothing that needs to be looked into or anything.
Yeah, I'm trying to speak it into existence, but it's...
So you and I have established that our friendship is second to none, and you really want him back?
For you, no. For Giants fans, no. For, you know, the interest of what we do here, I'd love it. It'd be great.
You. Go ahead.
All righty. So let's talk about the other coaching vacancies that have opened. Those include Miami, Denver, Minnesota, Chicago. Vegas has an interim. I'm not going to include them. They're in the playoffs. So let's take them out. And let's also take out Miami because they're the only one remaining with a winning record. So... Cuddle, marry, trash, Denver, Minnesota, and Chicago in terms of the best available job right now.
Denver, Minnesota.
Chicago.
All right. I'm going to trash. You're not going to agree with this. I'm going to trash Minnesota. I think that quarterback is, first of all, he's making a lot of money. Second of all, at best, he's mediocre. So I'm to the side goes Minnesota. I will cuddle, or as the open says, coddle Chicago. Because there's some talent on that team. And I do believe that Justin Fields is going to be a good quarterback in this league. So I will coddle Chicago. And I will marry Denver, because if you go out and I know it's a big if, but they're going to be quarterbacks available. You go out and put a quarterback on that team. Their offensive line is pretty good. They have not one but two excellent running backs. They have a lot of receivers. Their defense is good. Denver becomes a real player in the AFC. I'll marry Denver.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though, with Denver. I mean, so you're just forecasting that they're going to get a big-time quarterback.
Well, not big-time. I think they will upgrade the quarterback position, yes.
Which they haven't been able to do. And then you're in a division where you have Patrick Mahomes and you have Justin Herbert. And, oh, by the way, I mean, we'll see what happens with Derek Carr, but, I mean, he's not too bad either. And you have no idea who your quarterback is going to be. As opposed to Chicago's got Justin Fields. You may not like Kirk Cousins. And who knows if Aaron Rodgers is going to still be in the division.
You like that?
I mean, if Aaron Rodgers decides he's going to leave in the offseason, how much better those jobs
winnable.
Look? Exactly right. We saw what Jordan Love looked like.
He can't leave, by the way. There's no way he's going to leave.
You think it's probably, if he wins a Super Bowl, it's probably easier for him to leave, right?
Why would he just want to change the scenery?
Well, maybe he just wants to change the scenery.
All right. Well, you know, that's a different conversation. Let's not hijack CMT.
All right. I'm going to trash Minnesota as well. Oh, they got some good weapons between Cook and Jefferson and Thielen. I'll trash them. I will cuddle Denver because I don't know who the quarterback is going to be. And then I will marry Chicago. And there's an emotional attachment, too, because that was my first full football uniform. It was a Bears Walter Payton uniform.
Nice.
It was gorgeous.
Huh?
That's a nice-looking uniform.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
All righty. This will be tough for Dave, but I think it'll be enjoyable.
For you.
So this is not based on record. A little preliminary statement. The Giants have had three straight coaches, Dave, I'd venture to say, that you don't care for. They've not endeared themselves to the fan base.
I'm going to opt out of this one.
No, but listen.
And I'm sensitive.
Yeah. What are you going to not play the game? Come on.
Well, he's not doing the Thursday Open. I don't have to play CMT.
I want you. I think that's just both of you hoisting back and forth who's going to do more work, which I respect. But you're dressing it up as insulting.
You're insinuating that Dave does actual work. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll have the K-Show tease later today.
No, I already sent it to Rick.
I have it already. Yeah. How about that? With one vocal cord, I got it.
Oh, please. One vocal cord. Stop yelling at the kids.
I don't yell anymore.
He's a gentleman. All right, so cuddle, marry, trash. From Mary would be most likable, trash would be least likable. The last three Giants head coaches, McAdoo, Shermer, and Joe Judge.
Oh, my goodness. I go first in this one?
Yes.
All right, so I am going to most likable. I am going to marry. I'm going to marry Ben McAdoo. How about that? And I'll tell you why. Because it was Ben McAdoo's idea that the Giants should draft Patrick Mahomes, and they told him to kick rocks. So I'm going to put Ben McAdoo as my number one. I will cuddle Pat Shermer.
Aww.
And I just can't stand Joe Judge. I'm going to trash Joe Judge.
All right. It's not me being lazy. I'm going to agree across the board. McAdoo also led them to the playoffs. Shermer got the most out of Daniel Jones. Judge has done nothing. The fact that we are sitting here and McAdoo and Shermer are ranked higher in our power rankings than Joe Judge shows you how broken this franchise is.
We are the Giants.
But I agree. Marry McAdoo, cuddle Shermer, trash Judge.
If McAdoo didn't come back looking like Gordon Bombay from Mighty Ducks 2, maybe you'd have a different...
He looked terrific. Yeah. Well, this is what happens. You mocked him about his big suit.
Yeah, I know.
The glasses on.
Maybe.
Santi, don't I have a McAdoo song somewhere in the archives? No. I got a McAdoo song.
I think you do. We can dig it up.
See if you can find that.
All righty. And finally, earlier Dave said this.
Betts and Stennett.
Dave, you have some gems of mispronounced names. So I want you to cuddle Mary Trash.
Here we go. Why can't I just be? Why really? Why can't turn on the mic? The guy's clearly not feeling well. He's coughing all over himself. He's dealing with COVID. He's up in the middle of the night to do the show. Why can't I just be?
Well, the being up in the middle of the night part to do the show, that's always. But I do recognize that.
I have COVID, okay?
And I hope you feel better. But
I don't think you do.
Of course I do. How dare you?
I'm a baby. You're a baby. I have COVID, okay? You're probably like, you know what's good for the show? COVID.
No, it's not. How dare you? How dare you? You're toughing through it. You both are. You got things you're working through, and I respect that. But point remains. So you got this.
Betts and Stennett.
You got this.
Just Yarkin.
And you got this.
Oh, it's LaVisca?
Oh, please, no. Cuddle Mary Trash, your favorites.
All right, I believe I start with this one.
This is you.
Yep.
Now, my favorites. So yep. What do I love the most is what I'm marrying, yes? Yep.
That's usually how it works, yeah.
Shut up. I think the most embarrassing one is Benson Stennett. Benson Stennett. So I'll marry that. I think that's a good one. Benson Stennett.
Oh, Benson.
Benson. You know what? You can laugh at me all you want, but yesterday, RJ referred to him as Bennett Stenson. We're talking up the air. He goes, "You have any confidence in this Bennett Stetson?" I was like, "You mean Stetson Bennett?" Yeah, him. But he goes, "But it's interchangeable. It could go either way."
Bennett Stetson is still crying. Last I checked,
I did say to you,
"You animal."
I did say to you after the show, I could easily reverse him, and very few people would notice.
It's absolutely true. So Benson Stennett will be a marry. What are my other two? Play them for me.
Just
again.
Yarkin.
Yeah.
Oh, it's LaVisca.
I will cuddle LaVisca. Although here's
It's LaVisca.
I think I need a little defense here. We heard on a pregame show and Rick sent the audio around. They pronounced his name LaVisca.
LaVisca, sit with me, Booby.
Yeah. So I will cuddle LaVisca and I will trash the
Just
appropriate
Yarkin.
Way to say the Rangers goaltender.
Just Yarkin.
Name. Is it Huska? How do you say that name, by the way? Is it Hushka?
All right, I completely disagree. I'm going. I mean, I'm marrying. Who? I'm going to marry LaVisca for what that led to, because that led to Bubby. So I'm going to marry LaVisca.
Oh, it's LaVisca.
I'm going. Shesterkin makes me laugh every time I hear it.
Just Yarkin.
and then I'll go with and I hate to trash it because I love it so much. Stetson Bennett.
No, that's Stetson Bennett. At least say it properly.
Stennett.
That's instant.
Well there done. You go.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.